This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. Sorry, I'm just a bit tickled here. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. But anyway, people say really funny things in the chat room, and sometimes it just cracks me up. All right, let's continue with this very serious subject. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Okay, Deanna. As far as what you found in that leaflet from the Anti-Defamation League, I think it's enormously important. It sounds to me like something that one might want to reprint, perhaps make several million copies and stuff them into everybody's mailbox all across the country to educate them as to the true nature of the so-called Anti-Defamation League and help, you know, get people to understand what is really going on. Over the years, we've had a lot of people die in Iraq and Afghanistan. I can only and the names are sometimes given on news programs with a picture of the person who died and so forth. I can only recall one person named Rosenberg who clearly was Jewish in all of those revelations about people who were actually killed in the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. I have the impression that the actual numbers of Jews who are injured or killed in overseas wars, which were largely because of Jewish agitation to begin with, are in fact Jews. Very few. So that is, I think, something that people should know about in this country.
Exactly. And when you look at some of the other situations, some of the other catastrophes that have happened recently, we hear nothing about those people. For all we know, people are still living in tents, and yet we hear nothing about them. But we hear about all of these Jewish victims for years and decades and decades and decades. And people who want to be victims, I mean, we've all suffered from you know, all kinds of things. But you just get through it. You get over it. It makes you stronger. But these people love their victimology and their victimization, and when in fact they haven't been victims at all. And, right. And that makes it even more troublesome and more vile, if you ask me.
I agree. They, in fact, make a business out of it. They've made money out of Holocaust propaganda.
Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions, perhaps. Anyway, I don't know exactly how much money they've made, but they know that this is very profitable for them, and it empowers them. It gives them entree into the most secret and most powerful and important circles of the U.S. government and many other governments. They can get anywhere they want and make all kinds of demands and get away with it and get rewarded. It has been a fantastic racket, and maybe people will wake up. If they don't wake up, then we will definitely have a third world war, probably a nuclear, possibly even a thermonuclear world war, and we will be finished as a species at that point. So we have to wake up. We have to nail this Holocaust insanity the way it should be nailed.
Now, there are some people who think that that it is not important to talk about the Holocaust. I think that it is important because so many other lies have that as a foundation. And they have used it. In fact, it is a basis for the New World Order. And one of the chapters in my book is called The Foundation of the New World Order is the Holocaust. And that is the whole basis. And they admit it. They admit it openly.
And it also does a lot of harm in very profound ways. What is totally forgotten with all of this anti-Nazi, anti-Hitler propaganda is that Hitler really was a fantastic leader. He was enormously popular in Germany before the war started and for a long time during the war as well, not just because he was such a handsome man. He wasn't particularly handsome at all, but he achieved a fantastic economic miracle in Germany, the likes of which has never occurred anywhere else in the world. Today, our economy is on the ropes. We may go into a recession or a depression, very, very deep and serious any day now. We're in one already. We're in I don't know what one wants to call it, a recession or whatever, but we're certainly not into any kind of a booming economy at this point. But Hitler, from the moment he became chancellor, turned around the German economy in a absolutely stunning way. And that was, I think, the real basis for his popularity. The unemployment rate in Germany when Hitler became chancellor was more than 30%, much worse than what we have today, and even much worse than what the United States had at that time. At that time, the United States had an unemployment rate of 25% when Roosevelt became president at about the same time as Hitler became chancellor.
Right.
But by 1938, well, let me finish my point, please. By 1938, Hitler reduced the German unemployment rate to 2%. 2%. That was the lowest unemployment rate anywhere in the world. And the United States at that point had an unemployment rate not just of 7.5% or 10.5%. The unemployment rate in the United States in 1938, at the end of 1938, was 19%. We were still in the depths of depression nearly 6 years after Roosevelt became the president. Americans have been brainwashed into thinking Roosevelt got America out of the depression. It's an absolute lie. It's a stupid, stupid lie. And when people hold up Franklin Delano Roosevelt as some sort of great leader, they're crazy. They're absolutely nuts because he didn't achieve anything really as far as the American unemployment rate until after Pearl Harbor. Before Pearl Harbor, the United States unemployment rate was still very high. I don't know exactly what it was. It changed from month to month, but it was, I think, well over 10% unemployment at the time of Pearl Harbor, even after the United States had essentially become the arsenal for so-called democracy by helping the British with tanks and weapons of every sort, and even helping Russia. We still had an enormously high unemployment rate. The German unemployment rate was practically nil. And that was one of the reasons why all kinds of countries were very happy to be either allied with Germany or incorporated one way or another into the Reich. The Czechs, for example, or Czechoslovakia, if you will, when it was put under the protection of Nazi Germany in 1938, suddenly had a booming economy. The unemployment rate, which before that had been rather high, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was a terrible high unemployment rate, suddenly vanished. And Czech industries of one sort or another were working at full steam, some to make weapons for the German war effort, but in general, the economies of most of these countries that were in one way or another under the hegemony of Germany, including France, those economies were booming. They were out of the Depression, and it was the German leadership under Hitler that brought about an economic boom. Now,
right,
eventually that went to hell
as
Germany lost the war. Everything went to hell. But it is totally, unfortunately, lost in the propaganda that Hitler achieved the kind of miracle that we can only dream of today.
Exactly. All right, we will be right back. We will take your calls, and we'd like to focus on the Holocaust. So call in, ask your questions, or make your comments. Be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. And our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And Fritz loves to have phone calls. He likes to interact with people. So if you have questions or comments, please feel free to call 800-313-9443. And, getting back to what you were talking about, of course, he did fix the economy. He threw the bankers out. And a lot of people say, oh, no, no, the bankers, you know, they financed him and the Bushes financed him and they create all of these, nonsensical kinds of myths. And that is just not true. And in fact, when he went into France, when the Germans went into France, they confiscated a lot of the property of the Rothschilds. And they also confiscated a lot of the stuff at the Freemason International. In fact, there were 25 railroad cars full of the stuff. But anyway, we're not talking about that, so. But
well,
it's just an interesting fact.
Let me suggest something a little different. I don't think Hitler kicked the bankers out of Germany. There were plenty of good bankers in Germany, like Hjalmar Schacht.
I'm talking about the Jewish bankers.
Yeah, I know. He took the power away from them. But the great achievement of Hitler and Mussolini and Franco and the other fascists, and Hitler is, you know, lumped in with them as a fascist also, basically by the extreme left, they hated the left hated the idea of industry existing as any kind of an independent entity. They wanted everything controlled by a central government. That was the communist vision that they wanted to impose not only on Germany, but everybody else in the world, including here in the United States. But Hitler and others, including Mussolini, had this idea that everybody should be basically brought to cooperate. What a wild idea that is, isn't it? You know, getting labor and business to work together without rioting, without destructive strikes, but get people to negotiate and get resolutions for many of the issues that divided them and caused the internal stresses that destroyed and damaged many societies, including Great Britain. Great Britain was a victim of many destructive strikes, and so was the United States. But Hitler imposed his will on labor unions and on corporations to get them to work together, and it worked out pretty well. German workers, I dare say, were very content under Hitler, and that's why they supported him during the war and with great passion on the battlefield in countless ways. That was the great miracle of Adolf Hitler and Mussolini and even Franco, to get these totally alien forces within a society to actually work together for the good of the country. Hitler did not destroy the corporations. He did not destroy labor. He got them to work together for the good of Germany. What a wild idea that was, right?
Exactly.
That's what every nation needs, including the United States. Even Obama, in his most recent talk, is trying to get businesses and labor to all work together. Wow.
Well, it's a pretty late to be asking for that. Well, let's get back to the Holocaust. And we do have a caller, Fred, from Michigan. So let's take a call. Fred, welcome to the program. Sorry I didn't get to you yesterday.
Oh, no, it's always a great listen, for sure. As you know, Deanne, I've been reading this book, The Synagogue of Satan, by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, this British historian, former British intelligence officer. And what he proves in this book is just alarming. I mean, for instance, the Bolshevik Revolution, which, according to the American Hebrew, September 10, 1920, because he goes year by year, citing the crucial events and the culprits. And here's what the American Hebrew states. The Bolshevist Revolution in Russia was the work of Talmudic Jewish brains, Talmudic Jewish dissatisfaction, Talmudic Jewish planning, whose goal is to create a Talmudic Jewish New World Order. What was performed in so excellent a way in Russia, thanks to Talmudic Jewish brains, Jewish dissatisfaction, Jewish planning, shall also through the same Talmudic Jewish mental and physical forces become a reality all over the world.
Right. Well, I believe that even his name slipped my mind just now. But even the head of Russia right now stated back in 2010 that 80 to 85% of the entire leadership of the Soviet Union at that time was Jewish. And in fact, he wanted to have move all of the Talmudic, the library of Schneerson from the from America over to Russia. And that started in, I believe it's 2010 or 2012. And, that's what he wanted.
Well, and indeed.
But do you have a question about the Holocaust? Because that's kind of what we're talking about.
Okay. Is he aware of, there was, somebody who composed a lot of data from, apparently Winston Churchill had a volume on the war.
He had several. And Putin is the person I'm talking about.
Okay, here it is. I just found it. This is Richard Lind, Professor Emeritus, University of Ulster, which I think is Germany. He doesn't cite exactly where.
No, it's England.
Ulster, England, okay. And the year of that publication was 2005. So he says, I checked out Churchill's Second World War writings and speeches. Not a single mention of Nazi gas chambers, nor genocide of the Jews, nor of 6 million Jewish victims of the war. This is astonishing. How can it be explained? Eisenhower's Crusade in Europe, a book of 559 pages, the six volumes of Churchill's Second World War, 4,448 pages, and de Gaulle's three-volume Memoirs de Guerre, 2,054. In this massive writing that totals 7,061 pages, from 1948 to 1959, no one can find any mention either of Nazi gas chambers, nor genocide of the Jews, nor 6 million Jewish victims of the war. And then I was wondering if the guest knew that British historian David Irving was arrested and jailed in Austria back in 05 or 06 for denying the Holocaust. And then
Fritz, what do you say to what he's already said?
Well, I certainly know about David Irving having been arrested. That was quite a world event because it clearly was an outrage. And he spent, I believe, more than 2 years in prison before he sort of recanted and claimed that he really didn't deny the Holocaust and so forth. He waffled around this subject for as long as I know him. And I don't consider him a serious Holocaust revisionist at all. But he certainly should not have been imprisoned. As far as the other authors you mentioned, I think it's rather interesting and that they didn't talk about gassings because they didn't take those stories very seriously. Everybody with half a brain knew that the Jews were lying all the time about their suffering. I mean, any insurance agent knows that, you know, if a Jew is involved in an accident, it's suddenly much more than just a scratch on his arm. It's an attempt on his life, etc. So,
All right. We are going to a break. I'm sorry to interrupt. We are going to break, and thank you, Fred, for your phone call. You're welcome to stay over the break if you have another question that's Holocaust-related. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com, and we still have Fred on the phone. Fritz, did you want to say anything?
Well, I'll say one thing. Right now, we have the a very important issue before the President and Congress, and that's the choice of a chairman of the Federal Reserve. There are two leading candidates for that position. Both of them are Jews, and both of them are thoroughly incompetent. But because they're Jewish, they're sort of seen as extremely knowledgeable in matters of finance and so forth. But both of them are grossly incompetent, and if either of them becomes the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, the result will be 5 to 10 or any number of years of a stagnant
economy. Well, I can guarantee that one of them will be, and it really is, I don't know how relevant that is to... what we're talking about.
Well, I think it shows that here in the United States, we have the key positions in the hands of Jews.
Always been in the hands of Jews.
Not always. If you go back before World War One, it wasn't that bad.
Well, yeah, before World War One, but since the Federal Reserve was instituted, it has always been in the hands of the Jews. Always. But let's talk about the Holocaust.
Okay.
Okay, Fred, did you have another Holocaust-related?
Interestingly, Deanna, what the guest is identifying is the fact that the infamous international golden rule of the Rothschild, remember? He cares not. Nathan Mayer or whatever, Rothschild back in the 1600s said, I don't care who's in government or politics. Once I control the monetary system, mm-hmm. everything's mine. Well, who do you think financed the Bolshevik Revolution? Who financed the enemies of Germany and Adolf Hitler? Hitler, as explained by Hitchcock, he was bartering with other countries for surplus goods that Germany needed and the other country needed, and he was printing his own German government treasury currency, just like Abraham Lincoln and John Kennedy began to do.
As far as Lincoln, there's other issues involved there.
Yeah, I know, but nevertheless, the bottom line here is the golden rule, and he's right. If we could somehow motivate the masses of American sheeple over here to realize that what they think is their money is not their money.
Okay. Do you have a Holocaust-related question or comment?
I just think that the Holocaust was a Rothschild, Talmudic Jewish directed a scenario to repossess the wealth of the people and destroy as many people as possible. And that's what's going on even now in this country and around the world. They want to steal everyone's wealth, and that was a good way to do it.
Sure. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Fred. Thank you.
Let me say something, if I may. One of the expressions that was common in Nazi Germany regarding the Jews was Judentum ist Verbrechertum. What that translates to is Judaism is organized crime. And it really is. That is the problem. We have embraced Judaism as if it's some sort of an old reasonable alternative to Christianity or to other religions out there, when in reality, it is a form of organized crime. The so-called Ten Commandments only were meant for Jews. Thou shalt not kill. It sounds wonderful. But when one sees the way it was applied in the Old Testament, just shortly after the Jews stepped into their so-called promised land, it's clear that when the Jews used this commandment, thou shalt not kill, it only meant thou shalt not kill another Jew or another Hebrew. If you kill a Goyim, that's perfectly okay. If you steal from Goyim, that's perfectly okay. If you lie under oath, that's okay. Anything
I think
is
a lot
okay.
of that came from the Talmud rather than the Torah.
I disagree. I think it's very clear in the massacre of the citizens of Jericho with the collaboration of God, supposedly, according to the story, who, you know, God kept the sun and standing still in the sky and caused the walls of Jericho.
But I really would like to stick with the Holocaust.
But this is a much more serious problem that we're up against, and the Holocaust is really a part of the hoax,
exactly.
The much bigger hoax that we deal with every day.
All righty. Let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hey, I just finished David Duke's new book, Secret Behind Communism, and I like to echo some of this. I'm getting this feeling after reading numerous books in the last few months that the entire construct of the Holocaust, not only to get this, you know, ramrodded through the newly organized UN to grab Palestine, but also as a diversion away from the real Holocaust that was happened in Russia under the Bolsheviks. Because, I mean, it goes into this guy, Genrikh Yagoda, killed way more people than Hitler ever did, had a Hitler mustache, he's a Jewish guy. And the real Holocaust was going on in Russia, and it was totally Jewish-dominated, so I believe the Holocaust itself is a construct to divert people's attention away from the true Holocaust, which happened in Russia, and later China, where, you know, there was always a couple of these guys behind the scenes with Mao, Epstein, and a couple others. And so, and then I'm reading about this guy, Ilya Ehrenberg, a big high-level Soviet propaganda minister who willed all of his papers to the Yad Vashem Holocaust memorial over there in Israel, and this guy's behind the German Holocaust. I mean, the chutzpah of the Jewish rulers of this planet is just beyond measure. I mean, it's so funny to actually, you know, get to look at all this and say, you know what? These people got some big stones to actually sit there and play this victim when they were the victimizers of this whole planet.
Right. And Neil Ehrenberg in December of 1944 brought out the number 6 million. And that was before they had even liberated Auschwitz in January. Fritz, your comments.
Well, my comment is, first of all, let's not lose sight of the fact that no one was killed in gas chambers by the Nazis. That story is absolute rubbish. It's not a matter of the number being exaggerated or anything like that. The true number is zero. The total number of Jews killed as part of an extermination program is zero. That is the shocking reality. And I'm afraid most people in America, even reasonably skeptical or educated people, have trouble dealing with that, because the truth also indicts America as a nation. How can any self-respecting nation with any kind of intellectual capacity at all be that stupid as to believe this filthy, stupid Jewish propaganda the way it does in this country? There's something seriously wrong with this country. I don't know what the answer is. I'm afraid we're going to have a terrible collapse of this society before something better can emerge. I'm very skeptical, and I don't want to make people angry at me, but perhaps one has to recognize that Gentiles are too naive. We're totally defenseless, or almost totally defenseless, against the Jewish onslaught. Hitler saw through the Jewish game, and other Germans did as well, but that was a rare event in human history, and I'm afraid we're going to have to try to relearn the important lessons again, otherwise we're doomed. The world is probably looking at a world war already in the Middle East. The United States is not likely to put any serious pressure on Israel to get them to straighten up. Racism is terrible. Everybody says, oh, racism is terrible, nationalism is terrible. But when it comes to Jewish racism and Jewish nationalism, oh, well, we have to bend the rules and look at them as a victimized people and make totally different rules for them. It's outrageous, it's asinine, and the consequences will be World War III, probably with nuclear and even thermonuclear weapons before too long. I hate to bring that up, but we have to think about that, because that's what we're facing.
Indeed. All righty, Robert, any other questions or comments?
Yeah,
and I'm sure that's a very good book.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It really stands on the shoulders of Frank Britton's Behind Communism from the 50s. I mean, it really is part of that. But
gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. www.thebolshevikrevolution.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Jana, and our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And we had Robert on the phone. Do we still have Robert on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You had another comment or question?
Yes. And, you know, after all this latest few months of research I've been doing, I was raised as a Roman Catholic kid. My mom's Italian. I think that the Vatican and then the evangelical side, the Christian Zionists, the rise of Christian Zionism, the Vatican capitulated right after World War II and it became soft on this whole question. And this is really, and then the rise of the Christian Zionism in the Protestant world has really exacerbated this problem that this domination that the planet's been under by this banking cartel. And Christianity has basically relinquished its role in keeping in check this power of evil. And I just wanted to add that real quick. And so I think the Vatican and Judeo-Masonic they've made an agreement in hell together, and that's why I think we've had this juggernaut of evil that's hit at post-World War II. I just wanted to get that in there.
Sure, and when you factor in the tax laws and whatnot that were imposed in 1965, where they really can't say anything, it's what do you think, Fritz?
one of the turning points was the assassination of John F. Kennedy. To my mind, John F. Kennedy was maybe the greatest president America had. His handling of the Cuban Missile Crisis averted World War III. In Washington, you had a whole variety of people, including Jews in the CIA, who wanted to bring about a world war either with the Soviet Union or with Cuba. And John F. Kennedy and his Roman Catholic brother, Bobby Kennedy, were instrumental in avoiding that war. He deserves enormous credit for that. But he was assassinated in November of 1963 by a cabal. And it really was a cabal. I'm sure the Israelis had their hands in there somehow and knew all about it and used their knowledge later to blackmail the United States into standing by while the Israelis in 1967 launched their war against three Arab nations who were not at war with them or not even interested in war. That 1967 war was a great Jewish-Israeli success because of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which was a monstrous, dirty crime. And
ended
America. I think that ended America as an independent country right there. Today, things have gotten much, much worse. In 2008 and 2009, the United States actually spent roughly $1 trillion bailing out what were essentially Jewish banks on Wall Street. The Citigroup operation, the AIG, and possibly some of the others were essentially Jewish predatory banks bleeding the heart out of this country. Sure. They should have been destroyed. They should have been left to go bankrupt. But sure, the American taxpayer was persuaded to actually go into debt, deeper into debt, in order to bail out such criminals. And those criminal banks are still there. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. These banks are still making huge amounts of money. Goldman Sachs makes hundreds of millions. Okay.
All right. We do have some more callers. Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robert.
Right. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, Fritz. You had some excellent callers making some very good points there.
Yes.
Thank you.
As I say, we have to, this house of history that has been presented to us over the last 100 years, this house needs to be torn down and built right from scratch on facts and not on fiction. And with the control of this one group of the media, entertainment media, a school curriculum, and print media, and television, and everything. What else can we expect but propaganda, you know, basically for this one group, this one criminal group? And where can they most effectively follow up their agenda? Then being everywhere in the key positions, be it in government, be it in the media, and be it in the control of the finances, and this is exactly what we got. And about the Holocaust, I followed up how many times the figures have been revised. Before, in 1945, there was no talking about 6 million, you know, that Jews that died in the gas chambers. What I understood, it only came up in 1946 or 1947, and ever since, those numbers have been downgraded. And now the evidence, and has been in now for pretty near 2 decades, that there were no deaths through gas chambers, a la, you know, David Cole and Fritz Leuchter. You know, when Fritz Leuchter went as a scientist there, and he investigated it. You know, right. And I don't know how stupid people can be to keep on swallowing this. and keep dishing out money to this criminal entity in the Middle East. On one side, there is a call for reducing foreign aid. And how much foreign aid over the last, since the Second World War, has been dished out to this entity, or since 1948 or 49, since it's got established, officially established, how much foreign aid has been dished out to this entity? It would wither at the wine if suddenly the money tap gets turned off.
Indeed. Fritz, your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I'll just add that my own writing and research on this subject predates Fred Leuchter and David Cole by quite a few years. And what struck me already in 1982 was the fact that most of the gassings had supposedly been done with diesel exhaust. And that claim is simply absurd. Diesel exhaust smells bad, it looks bad, but it contains hardly any carbon monoxide and is quite harmless, not totally harmless. It does have at the tailpipe of an idling diesel engine a temperature about 200 degrees Fahrenheit, which can kill you if you're locked in a very small cage, for example. But as a source of toxic gas of any sort, diesel engines are completely absurd. It took me about 30 years to get that message through, and I can happily say that I have finally prevailed. But that actually predates Fred Leuchter and David Cole by quite a few years. So I'm blowing my horn here, but
that's okay.
I'm entitled to it. I paid my dues.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Werner, for calling
may
in.
May I say something else? Hello?
Yeah.
You know, with the lack of resources, what Germany was dealing with. Wasting all that diesel fuel, transporting the people 1,000 miles, up to 1,000 miles, you know, to the camp. The communists had a way more efficient way of dealing with it.
They had Lend-Lease and they had other help.
Let me interject one moment here. If you want to kill people systematically, you don't need a concentration camp. A concentration camp only makes sense if you want to keep people alive. Otherwise, it makes no sense at all.
Shoot them in the heads.
When we look what the communists did in the forest of Katyn, it was a way more efficient way of doing it.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry we've run out of time. We need another hour to conclude. Thank you so much, Fritz, for being on the program today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Sorry, Jim and Mike, and Wes, that we couldn't take your calls. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.